Well, good morning. Yes, I mean, I confess, you know, I was at Palmer, I was life faculty for 17 years before I moved to Palmer. I've been a Palmer faculty for the last 10 years, you know what I mean? But I come from the life sciences department at Palmer, Florida. That's where I'm coming from. Well, my presentation today came out of observation and necessity. I mean, I was looking around for how to increase the participation in public health, and that is a part of my duty, you know, as a member of the Public Health Committee of the WFC. And for this, I stumbled into the CPH, and I'm trying to figure out how we can get more people interested in CPH. So I started exploring, and I was naive because I didn't know how much work was done, you know, toward this. And I'm sharing with you my findings, and part of it is your accomplishment as a chapter in the American Public Health Association. So I have no relationship disclosed, you know, I'm no supporters, you know, basically, you know. And the observation started with the need, the international need, that just spells out all over the WFC and the Pan American region reporting. And it came up with all the recent trends that comes in as a necessity for the 21st century. It comes in with tobacco as a, of course, a very high priority component of WHO, and as with climate change and housing and all these newcomers to healthcare as a necessity to take care of that was not addressed in the last 50 years. And with it comes in a parallel, chiropractors need to act to support and show leadership and at the present and the future as well. All these are components that comes in as part of our training and part of what we would like to advocate as we do. And this presentation reviews the public health content of chiropractic curriculum and proposes availing online public health courses to qualify interested students and graduates to earn certification in public health. And it comes in very much in line up with the Healthy People 2020. And I remember my first international encounter was the Copenhagen release and was calling for the Geneva 2000 being the achievement of health world by 2000, and I attended Geneva 2000 in Switzerland, and wasn't achieved. And it came up 2010, and then 2020, and I mean, hopefully we'll accomplish this sooner, you know. But there are continuity and overlap between the concerns of public health and the individual responsibility of chiropractic, and that's evident all across, you know. I did self-effort, to confess. I looked at the posted online catalogs and try to interpret the public health courses that are spelled public health. So that is the investigation I've done. I looked at the U.S. colleges and also the Australian college and the college in England, trying to figure out how much hours they post approximately, because there's a variation of how they administer the curriculum in quarters or trimesters, semesters. But the highest came up to be 90 hours and the lowest came up to 30 hours. Averaging about 42 hours. And all these courses spells under the title public health. Of course, you know, here we have no definition in those catalog about what satisfy the different disciplines and core courses that lead to public health, acknowledged certification or credentials. And the time devoted to instruction was not defined in those catalogs. And my informal assessment of what I found is there's lack of clarity about what is presented as public health. No contents describe covering public policy. No field training, mostly didactic lectures. There's lack of focus on biostatistics. And usually some catalogs list obstetrics and gynecology as public health. So, I mean, apparently the total hours looks inflated, but not necessarily the real delivery. Believe it or not, yes, it is. Okay. And limitation for this is there's no formal inquiry that was sent to colleges to respond, you know, exact descriptions. Number of hours are estimate based on the number of credit hours presented in online catalogs. And the course syllabi were not available for detailed breakdown of what's covered. Of course, you know, talking about your accomplishment here, the chapter was acknowledged as a part of the American Public Health Association, and that's what the leading effort was, Dr. Rambert and all the pioneers and all, I know that a lot of you in the room here participated in the early effort and also in building up the discovery that I was thrilled about, which is the release of the core course in public health that describes how to qualify students in training in public health in different schools. And I found out from the certification of public health the requirement a VA chiropractor or any other holder of a degree in healthcare to attain 15 credit hours and then apply to sit for the certification exam. And that's, for me, was a discovery. You know, I was very thrilled about this, you know. And the exam spells out those five core courses: biostatistics, environmental health science, epidemiology, health policy and management, social and behavioral sciences. And coming to the parallel of what was released by the section here, in affiliation with the colleges and the experts in the field back in 2000 all the way to 2002, came up that very nice release that spells out what need to be done. It's a model course that contained model syllabus of each public health area and also clearly developed and was disseminated to all colleges back then, and everybody was aware of it. And I tried to figure out where that nice book is and compared to what is delivered in the courses. And I mean, to my knowledge, it's not necessarily advocated or known that it basically exists as a resource. And my argument here that we have a model course that is really developed and is available since 2002. Chiropractic profession has a wealth of public health qualified master's and PhD degrees holder capable of leading public health education for chiropractors. And there are excellent public health textbooks. And these textbooks are recommended by the National Board. For this, I try to create a parallel of what was discussed in that course and what is required to sit the CP, a certified public health exam. And the subjects are covered, you know. I mean, the four on top are match. Only part that's not covered where we define it was by statistics, and it's not hard to come by. So these books are very well known. This is Dr. Hanlon and Dr. Meeker, and also the other book by Dr. Hawk and Dr. Evans. They are very, very good book on public health, excellent matter of fact. And there are references that are in the list provided by National Board. And the belief here that if a chiropractor obtains CPH, that will just highlight the role of chiropractic in the field of spinal health. And when it comes in also, the significance of us showing up our abilities, leading in a discipline that is void. Spinal health, nobody's taking care of this as a part of their training, you know. So, I mean, we have a void there worldwide that could be filled by chiropractors. And these are all benefits that a chiropractor can gain out of the training, including the recognition, shows the expertise by training, also showing being current, and all these are very important elements that ensure the chiropractor that he has the candidacy to talk in public health with authority, and also the recipient of that particular delivery being that, yes, that person is credentialed. So my suggestion is to create partnership with accredited universities to enable their students, that's our colleges, to complete 15 credit hours required to take the certification exam. Also utilize the current chiropractors with master's and PhDs in public health to develop 15 credit hour elective online program that could be offered on any campus, and the other colleges can tap in and register students as elective course. And that's not hard to achieve because some of the colleges have affiliation with universities and that can cross partner with universities that have public health colleges that are accredited already. Also, what I suggest for us as the group here, CHC and WFC Public Health Committee, is we should create a national and international directories identifying doctors of chiropractic with advanced degrees and certification of public health, invite individuals recognized as knowledgeable and influential experts in the field to present during chiropractic national and international meetings, encourage chiropractic colleges and universities to offer elective courses in public health, and also observe the work was done by WHO and PAHO and CDC to support the major drives driven by those organizations. I mean, my experience came up with the anti-tobacco program, and also I started with the straighten up programs, and these were advocated internationally. And I know that when WHO calls for a program, PAHO adopted and region here, and they push very hard and grants and budgets and line of thinking going to enforce these kind of concepts and ideas. And all these manuals published by WHO that are online, that I showed up in a second slide, are big drives by PAHO and by our region here and WHO worldwide. So, I mean, why don't we join up and show us as the expert in the field that can push this forward? And also what I found out that CDC offered fellowships, and those fellowships are available for medical students and other healthcare students. And I've never heard about a chiropractic college trying to tap in those fellowships. And they don't offer them as school in public health. They offer them basically as a healthcare programs. You know, so, I mean, why don't we tap in that possibility and look at how we can affiliate with CDC professional student programs? In conclusion, DCs with certification and public health qualification will expand chiropractic involvement in public health and support the role of chiropractors in providing longitudinal patient care. And I believe that we have all elements to push this forward and obtain it. Well, thank you very much for your attention.